Coaches shows continue here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Brandon Tammet. We're now joined by the Centralia boys basketball coach. That is Nick Evans. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, a 16-win season a year ago, and obviously a few key pieces to replace here, and we'll talk about the roster here for 24-25 in a moment, but just kind of a final thought on how the team performed last year.
I really enjoyed that group. We started the year, we were trying to find ourselves, and it was kind of after the TVL tournament, we kind of changed some practice habits and changed to what we needed to. I mean, we focused on what we needed to work on. All season long, we rebounded really well and we played good defense. It was just simply scoring. We'd lose just simply scoring. We'd take more shots than the other team. We'd shoot more free throws than the other team. It was just putting it in the basket. So we went to more of a just a, like I said last year, we did every shooting drill I've ever done in my life in practice, and everything's competitive, and it seemed to increase our scoring. And then we took smarter shots too, and that was the guys that, you know, they listened to details and didn't keep doing the same thing and changed what they were doing. They saw a different result.
Obviously very good in the TBL as well, but let's kind of talk about the roster construction here in 24 and at 25. You lose four letter winners and three starters, but you do have some talented kids coming back. What can you tell us about how the roster is kind of constructed here for this new year?
I mean, we bring back Quentin Oliver was big for us last year as a freshman. He's a sophomore now, and he came on. He really came on after the TVL tournament, too. He had a good summer as a freshman, and it seemed like it took him a minute to kind of realize that we really, really needed him. And when he played good, it was tough for us. Tough to stop us because we would have Paxton and Reese and those guys that were going to score, and then if you had threw Quentin in there and he was scoring at the rate that he was in the second half of the season, it was tough. And then we had a junior Duke Timmel last year. He came on mid-season as well, and he was close to averaging a double-double, so he was big for us inside. So we got two returning starters, but then our kids that are coming up that a lot of people don't know about, but they got to practice against 2 years ago, Trenton Tallies, and then last year, Paxton's. They practiced against those guys for 2 years, and in the two-year span of JV, and I know it's JV, it's a whole different level, but they only lost 3 games total in 2 years in JV. So I'm excited about this group. We're long and athletic, and like they always play hard. So it'll be exciting.
Well, let's talk about your first game coming up on Friday night. Tough one to say the least, always at Nemaha Central. Obviously, it's early on in the year, and I think most coaches understand that at least at this point, maybe it's not so much as scouting your opponents early on, but it's about finding yourself and just seeing what you guys have. Do you feel kind of the same way going into this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, our kids were fortunate enough to play football on the last day of football season, so I was really excited for them to do that. So we'll still be kind of feeling ourselves for just a little bit here, but that's a good thing because, you know, that tells you how competitive they are to get where a lot of people didn't see them making it as far as they did. But that's how competitive this group has always been since they were in junior high. We all, us coaches here in the building, knew that. I'm excited about it. And yeah, the first, it's the same every year. You're trying to figure out, you think you have a gauge on your team, and then you play somebody else and see that, well, we need to work on this, or we're really good at this, that we probably could exploit people. And so, yeah, I think every team is kind of doing that, where you get a kind of feel in practice, and then you play a game against somebody else, and then you kind of tweak some things.
There it is, Centralia boys basketball coach. That is Nick Evans, first time of many times here in 24-25. Centralia opening their season on Friday at Nemaha Central. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thanks.